Those who have taken on the task of rehabilitating the Upper Canada Heritage Trail are looking for fundraising support to help finish their work. A small group of town staff, councillors and supporters joined Heritage Trail Committee members earlier this week to put out an appeal for money, hoping to continue what was first envisioned as a legacy project by the town's sesquicentennial committee in 2017. The town committee was formed in 2019, and fundraising began to turn the former railway bed into a multi-use recreational trail for walkers, cyclists, equestrians and eco-tourists, as well as establishing a connection between the old town, St. David's and Queenston. "That was 7 years ago, and we're not halfway," said committee chair Rick Mellon of the original plans. "The work is stalled now for lack of money," a small crowd gathered on the trail at Line 1 and Concession 1 was told. "The second phase still needs to be finished, and more money must be raised before starting Phase 3, with a goal of $400,000 to cover that section." "So far, citizens and businesses have been very supportive," Mellon added. "There is a little left over, from the $100,000 raised to complete the trail from East and West Line to Line 3, but not a lot. And we can't continue until we have the money." Phase 4 will be the most expensive to rehabilitate, first reaching York Road and then moving up the escarpment, explained Mellon. "And like the rest of the trail, it will be accessible for everybody. As much as people like the section of the trail that has been completed," he said, "people will love the escarpment." Support from Parks and Recreation Manager Kevin Turcotte has been fantastic, the committee chair said, "and while the town has provided staff and equipment to look after the construction, the money has to come from the public through committee fundraising efforts." Committee member Tony Chisholm pointed out the difference between a completed portion near Line 1 and a part that isn't. "After many discussions with the public about resurfacing of the trail, the decision was to go with a fine gravel on top of heavier gravel, which hasn't been completed in all spots. It is almost as good as paving, but not as damaging to the environment or as expensive to repair," he said. "It's been a resounding success," added Mellon, "for everyone who uses it. People are often coming up to Tony and I and saying, 'You're doing a good job.' The difference," he added, "is that Chisholm always adds, 'Can you cough up some money for it?'" Lord Mayor Gary Zalepa offered his congratulations from the town for the work that has been done, telling Mellon, Chisholm and committee members, "Your efforts are appreciated," and that he is looking forward to seeing it finished, with support from the community. Zalepa, who rode his bicycle to the event, said he used to ride on the trail often as a youngster, and when he got older would ride it to working at the border crossing near Queenston Heights, but not at night, when it was too dark to see the potholes. Barb and Murray Weaver enjoy riding their bikes on the trail, and they too rode to the event to support its completion. Barb said she walks her dog on it every morning. She loves that she meets the same people regularly, and has got to know them. "I know their names, and I know their dog's names. It has become an important part of her routine," she explained, "and if I miss it then I miss the people I meet. It's a nice start to the day." She said the trail has a great feel to it, and we know we're safe on it. "It's a great way to start the day." The next fundraiser is the second annual Pause on the Trail, September 7th. Check-in is at 9 a.m. at Memorial Park on Veterans Way. The walk begins at 10 a.m. Activities include a doggy kissing booth, dog products, toys and food for sale, and medals for all participants. To register for the dog walk, to learn more about what work still needs to be done, or how to donate, visit heritagetrail.ca.